الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد الله تبارك وتعالى mentioned in the Quran Sharif كل نفس ذائقة الموت that every soul will taste death to the extent that even the Anbiya alayhimu salam who were so beloved to Allah تبارك وتعالى also had to taste death. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامِ that we did not make the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam right up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We did not make them mere bodies who did not eat food. Meaning they were not like the angels, they were not like the malaika. They were also like human beings, they would eat food as well. وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ And these Anbiya alayhimu salam did not live forever. They also had to taste death just as every other human being tastes death. However, we learn from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that every person should desire shahadat, he should desire martyrdom. However, martyrdom is not only restricted to the battlefield. Rather, there are various categories of martyrs. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked, Who do you consider to be a martyr from amongst you? This question was posed to the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. The Sahaba replied, The one killed in the cause of Allah, the one that went onto the battlefield and attained shahadat, he attained martyrdom. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, If that was the case, the martyrs of my ummah would be very few. He then said, A person that falls from an elevated place and passes away is a martyr. A woman that passes away during childbirth is a martyr. A person that drowns is a martyr. A person that burns to death is a martyr. A person that passes away from his birthplace is a martyr. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Plague is a martyrdom for every Muslim. In another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, Allah ta'ala has made this plague a mercy, it is a rahmat for the believers. It is recorded in the hadith Mubarakah that on the day of Qiyamah, the martyrs and those that passed away on their beds will present a case before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in regards to those that have passed away in a plague. The martyrs will say, they were killed as we were killed. And those that passed away on their beds will say, our brothers passed away on their beds as we passed away. So should they be categorized amongst the martyrs or amongst those that passed away on their beds? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say, go and look at the injuries. If their injuries resemble the martyrs, then they will be counted amongst the martyrs and will remain with the martyrs. It is mentioned on checking, their injuries will resemble those of the martyrs. So if a person has to leave this world, he has to pass away in a plague, then his status in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah is very, very elevated. We make dua to Allah ta'ala, that may Allah ta'ala keep us all with afiyah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us and our families from all harm. And may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala take us from the world when He is most pleased with us. Ameen.